Okay, the continuation, just a little draft at least, to the previous one. Now I am in TH, I think. Or I could rather be Priabrata or whatever, all of them. But in essence, I said that when it comes to that art of life, so to speak, how to get free from the, how to say, the dreaming, the illusions, because we want reality. One way that is given then is that of the yogi, the ascetic, the one going up in a cave doing all these very difficult meditations and yoga practices. And then you have, on the other hand, Bhakti Yoga, where you find, you know, which you now find people all over the world practicing, to say, living that, which really means that you can do the same thing as that ascetic yogi used to do, in a different way, as a matter of your daily living, your lifestyle. Well, and if you end up in a cave like that when you're old, that's another thing, but you can, wherever you are now, at this point in your life, you can practice that Bhakti Yoga, which is, I mean, it's quite ingenious. I came upon it like 50 years ago or something, almost, and they will go on describing that.